Swedish friends, we are continuing the previous segment where we learned some Big Yesodos and Mabinitical essay, and now we are going, based on that, to explain the Sugya in Tmura. The Gemara asks in Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, we're wondering why there's no Malkus for being makmitim truma lebikurim, and then in Hamid Beis the Gemara answers, and Dalad Beis Gemara answers, Amar Ravavin, Shani Yosin Labanitik Lasehu. There it's a Labanitik Lasehu, Mikomat Nosechem Tarimu, that even if you were makmitim truma lebikurim, nevertheless, Mikomat Nosechem Tarimu, there's an essay never to still bring the bikurim. Then Abai says to him, wait a second, is that true? The Chol Lav Shinitik Lasehu Lo Lucky. What about, you want to say it's a Labanitik Lasehu, that even after you're over the Lav, there's still an essay? If that's true, that every Labanitik Lasehu, you don't get Malkus, what about Tmura? Tmura is a Labanitik Lasehu, and you still get Malkus, as the Mishnah says. Not allowed to, but you get Malkus, the person gets Malkus Arboin. So, since it's a Labanitik Lasehu, you shouldn't be getting Malkus. It's a Bai's Kash, a Frek Toisvis. What is a Bai talking about? Why is he assuming that Labanitik Lasehu, you get Malkus? What, for Chol Lav Shinitik Lasehu, lo lucky? Answer is no. That's the rule. Labanitik Lasehu, you don't get Malkus. So what Bechlal is Abai thinking when he makes this Tumiyah? Oh, Cholav Shinitik Lasehu, Loki V'Hamemar, what about Tumura? But the rule is that Labanitik Lasehu, Taka, don't get Malkus. You see that by Shiluach HaKein. Take the mother bird, Nitik Lasehu, send it. No, sir, says Tosis. Nitik Lasehu, burn the fruits, the meat you left over. Labanitik Lasehu. Ones Shigiresh, rapes the girl, divorces her, take her back. Labanitik Lasehu. It's Pashat that you don't get Malkus for Labanitik Lasehu. And for Tosfos, that it's Pashat to Abai, Shluch HaKen Nosev Ones, the Smicha Seidi Tu Alav de Lo Laki. El Ashay, to me, the Lab de Alav de Meiser. Abai said, listen, I agree with you in general that a Labanitik Lasehu, you don't get Malkus. But Meiser is different because Mikoma Sosechem Terimu is not Samuch to the Lav of Malayascha v'demachalos acher. So since of giving it out of order, so since it's not in that context, it's in a different place, the Mela shouldn't be considered a Labanitik Lasehu. And he says, look at Tamura. Tamura is also different. In what way? You write the essay Samuch Lalav, but he's Medame Milsa Lamilsa. He compares the two. In other words, Abai says, let's compare, according to you, Rabbi Avin, let's compare being Makd and Shurma Lebikurim and Tamura. Because Tamura is not biyadayim. Makdim truma lebikurim, the essay isn't samuch. Tmura, the essay is not biyadayim. So just like by tmura, the essay is not biyadayim, there is malchus. So too, by makdim truma lebikurim, where it's not samuch, the essay is not samuch to the losa say. The person should also be getting Malkus. That shouldn't be considered a Labanitik Lasehu. So, and then he says, aye, what about Vahesh Zagzela? Vahesh Zagzela, the essay of Vahesh Zagzela isn't some with the love of not stealing. And yet there we know it's a Labanitik Lasehu. So what's Abai going to say to that? So Abai says, that doesn't bother me, because it makes a lot of sense. Because the only way you can be Mekayim the essay, if you're over the lav, the only way to be Meshav the Gzela is if one first stole. So let's push it to Labanitik Lasehu. But I want to learn from Tamura, you get Malkus. Even though it's a Labanitik Lasehu. Why? Because there's no Maisa. So let's say the same thing about Makdin Trim Labikurim, that this person should be getting Malchus, because it's not Samuch. So what does Abaye mean? What's this comparison between not being Samuch and not being Biyadayim? So one could say Pashut that they're both different, and therefore neither of them are Lavanita Glasses, neither of them Pater from Malchus, because they're both not in the standard category. But it could be that Abaye is saying something much deeper. What Abaye is saying is, it's really the same Yisod. It's the same Yisod. He's saying to Rabbi Ovin, Tumura and Bimakdim Truma Lebikurim is the same Yisod, which is that why is Lavanitik L'Asei Pater? Because here the Torah is Megalarash in numerous places, that the essay is the takana of the lav, and therefore that's going to pat to you from Malchus, and that's why Beheshev Sigzela is clear labanetic lesse that pat is from Malchus, because it's the only way to be Mekayim the essay is if you first do the lav. So therefore it's clear that there's a linkage between the essay and the lav. Tamura is garua. Tamura shouldn't work. And attacker doesn't work. Tamura is Latin analytical essay. The essay doesn't pater from Malchus because you're not doing a maisa biyadayim. Because since the whole ikar gedder of lavanitic essay is because belav zeh, that's the onesh, that's the takana of the lav. That's only shayich if there's an onesh or a takana in this essay. But if there's no maisa, we can't say that that's the din of the lav. And it, to preclude it, to exclude it from the category of all other lavin, because in this essay we don't have any takana that a person's supposed to do, and that's what the way Tosis learns Abaye's Kasha and Rabbi Ovin. From that he holds Rabbi Ovin that Meiser is nitik l'essay. Even though it's not Samuch l'essay, we see that Rabbi Ovin holds that Lav HaNitik l'essay is not because of the Takana, and that this is the din of the Lav, that the way to fix the Lav is by doing the essay, because he holds that it applies even when it's not Samuch. So Rabbi Ovin therefore holds that Lav HaNitik l'essay is a Halacha Misuyemes to call Lav Shiyesh al Zeh Mitzvah's essay. Ain't no b'din Malchus. It doesn't have to be the Takana. There's no Malchus as long as there's an essay involved. And then Abaye says to me, look at Tmura. Tmura has an essay. Tmura has an essay. And yet there's still Malchus. So Bishlam al Abaye holds a nitik l'essay because it's the Takana of the Lav. We can understand why you get Malchus on the Lav of Tmura, because the essay doesn't fix the lav, because there's no maisa. But according to Rabbi Yavin, who holds that it's not totally in it being the geder takana lalav, he holds that it doesn't have to fix the lav. He holds that as long as you have an essay that's involved with this lav, it's not going to be a lavanitic essay. So he should have considered Tumura a lavanitic essay. And Bai says, Tumura doesn't bother me. Because the reason you're getting Malchus for Tumura is because Tumura isn't, you're not fixing the essay. You're not fixing the lav because there's no Maisa. But according to you, Rabbi Yavin, who holds that it's not about fixing, and you see that from the fact that it doesn't have to be Samuch. So if it's not Samuch, that means it's not about fixing the lav. It's just that there's any essay that's connected to this lav. Oh, any essay that's connected to the lav is enough to make it putter from Malchus? So then Tumur should also be putter from Malchus. That's an essay. I don't have a problem with Tumura, because I hold there has to be some fixing here. So by Tumura, there is no fixing, because it's not Biyadayim. So since it's not biyadayim and there's no fixing, it's not considered a lavinitik lase and there's malchus. Aval lefid varecha, that it's not about fixing. We see it's even if it's not samuch, you still don't get malchus. Then by tmura, you should also not get malchus, because for you it doesn't have to fix the lav. Yisod of the machlokas of Rabbi Avin and Abaye is beikar gedol lavinitik lase, like the machlokas of Rabbi Yirmiyah and Abaye in the Sugavin Yuma, in the Sugin Yuma, that Rabbi Avin holds that etzim zeh, that there's a lav after the lois to say that's enough to make consider it, that it's not considered techasima, and it's a lavinitik lase, shein lokanol, as long as it's not in the category of chasima, chasima doesn't have an essay connected to it. So any lav that has an essay connected to it, it's not considered a lavinitik lase. That's also like we saw in the previous segment of Yizera and Chulin. And therefore, you don't need Smuchin. As long as it's dissimilar to Tmura, the lav of Chasima, that's enough. How do you make it dissimilar to the lav of Chasima? Push it. The way you make it dissimilar to the lav of Chasima is by showing that there's some essay connected to it. Doesn't need to be Samuch. But Abaye holds l'shitaso, no. Lavinitik lase, like we saw, is a takana. It has to fix it. So therefore, by tmura, there's no takana. Why is there no takana? Because there's no maisa, and therefore, since there's no takana in the essay, it's not considered a lav hanita glasay. So Abaye doesn't have a problem with tmura, but he's asking Rabbi Avin, you hold as long as there's any essay at all, so you hold it doesn't have to be samach, so tmura shouldn't get malchus either. But according to Abaye, the whole word is that it needs to be a takana, so the essay has to be samuch. And based on this, we also can understand Abaye's kasha from Kohen Shigiresh. Abaye asked about onus. That if you have an onus who is megaresh, so what's the din? The din is onus segiresh im Yisrael hu. If he's a non-kohen who can marry the divorcee machzir veino loke, vim kohen hu loke veino machzir. If he's a kohen, he gets malchus, and he doesn't, he gets malchus, and he doesn't, because he can't take her back. This Kohen, who divorced his Anusa, he can't take her back, and he gets malchus. So what's pshat in the Gemara's Kasha? Says Tosfos, perish. Liditcha, liditcha. According to you, Rabbi Avin, who hold that the iser of meleascha v'demachalos acher nita glase shel mikol masro sechem tarimu, liditcha damis mikol masro sechem tarimu, to lo ayri el abakdamas truma la meiser. You hold that the Yisrael Melech of the Machalos Acher, Isn't it the glasef mi kol matnosechem terimu? There, the Iker essay was said of somebody who's makdir ma'aser rishon the truma, that he still has to be mafrish truma. And nevertheless, even though that's what the essay is talking about, primarily, Rabbi Avin holds that it's also considered nitak lalav shel makdim truma lebikurim. Or Rav Tosa says to be kurim lemaiser. Alma islach lav shenitak lemiktsaso. I'm reading to nitak lekulo. So you see the Rabbi Avin holds that lav, that was nitak lemiktsaso, nitak lekulo, and you're never getting malchus for the lav, even though it's only the real nituk. The only time the essay is fixing the lav is by being makdrim, meiser the truma, and then afterwards you give the truma, and that fixes the meiser. So that's the real lav in nitak lase, and yet you hold that it also applies to being makdim, truma or meiser to bikurim. They could still bring the to bikurim, even though that's not really fixing anything. So you still hold that that's a lav in nitak lase. So therefore, according to you, it's shver from ones that the Brisa says that a kohen who's megarish anusaso gets malchus and he can't take her back. The question is, why vare onus the lav didei nitak gabe Yisrael v'lo the lav didei nitak gabe Yisrael v'lo amrina de nitak gabe kohen alma dehecha de nitak luksase lo nitakulo. By onus sigurish anusaso, it's only really applying to the nitak lase is only applying to the Yisrael, because he can take her back, not to the Kohen. But you hold that if it's menatek part of an essay, if it's menatek, if there's two essays in a certain mitzvah, there's two essays, there are two possible lavin, but there are two possible lavin, and the essay is only menatek one of the lavin, but there's not an essay to fix the other lav, like we just had, by being makdim truma the bikurim, to bring the bikurim doesn't fix anything. But since the pasuk is primarily talking about be makdim meiser the truma, and then when you give the truma it fixes the meiser, so therefore we also say when you bring the bikurim after you already took the truma, so that's considered lav nitak lase, and there's going to be no malchus. So you hold that if the essay is menatek tzas of the lav, then there's going to be no malchus. So why koin is shigirish anusaso should also be no malchus? Why do you say there's malchus there? Because by Yisrael shigirish anusaso is no malchus, because the essay fixes it here, even though the essay doesn't fix it, since the essay is fixing miksas, is fixing it in the case of the Yisrael. So it's fixing mixes halav, there should be no malchus. So now it's beautiful. Because that's really the same kasha. According to Abaye, it's not shver at all. Because lefi Abaye, the essay has to fix the lav. So by the case of ones shegiresh, one was megaresh anusas and he's a kohen, it's not fixing the lav. Since it's not fixing the lav, then there's going to be, it's not considered lav nitak lase, and there's malchus. So for Abai, that's hunky-dory. But according to Rabbi Avin, he says this particular essay doesn't have to fix this particular lav. As long as we see in this context that there's an essay fixing a lav, that's enough for us. As long as it's fixing mixes halav. So beautiful, here it's fixing mixes halav. It's fixing in the case of Yisrael. So this is the case of Yisrael as an essay to fix it. So therefore, when he does the lav of, when the Kohen does the lav of Girish Anusaso, he also should not be getting malchus. Because according to you, Rabbi Avin, as long as there's some essay linked to it, that should be enough for you. Abai says the essay has to be a takana for the lav, not a takana for the lav, in a maladaber, it's malchus. But according to you, Rabbi Avin, as long as there's any essay at all involved, according to Abai, no, it has to be samuch, It has to be a Maisa. But according to you, Rabbi Yavin, it doesn't have to be Samuch. It doesn't have to be a Maisa. It doesn't have to fix the whole Lav. As long as there's some Essay involved. Ah, there's some Essay involved. So then how come a Kohen Shagirei Shanu Saso is getting Malkus? There's an Essay involved. For the Kohen, no. But in the case of the Yisrael, it's Megarei Shanu Saso, there's an Essay that fixes the Lav. That's linked to the Lav. So since by there's an Essay that's linked to the Lav, the Essay of taking her back by the Yisrael, the Kohen also shouldn't get Malkus. Because Rabbi Yavin has a more liberal interpretation of Lav and Integlese. That he holds, as long as there's any essay involved, that's enough. It's not like Lav Chassim anymore. No more Malkus. That's how that's Pshat and Tosis. That's how he explains the Kasha. And so the two Tosfism shtim very nicely, because in this Tosfis, Abai, the Kasha and Rabbi Yavin, and Abai is arguing on the issue of is Miktsas, if the essay is only on the Miktsas Halav, is that sufficient? Abai holds, not Rabbi Yavin holds, it is. And in the previous Tosfos, it says that Abai argues with Rabbi Yavin, and that Abai holds that the essay has to be Samach Halav, and Rabbi Yavin doesn't, because Rabbi Yavin holds that it's Nitiglase, but it's not Samach. So which one is it? Is he arguing on the issue of Smichus, or is he arguing on the issue of is it enough that it's only Mitak and Miksas? There it is, it's one and the same. Because Rabbi Yavin holds that it doesn't have to be a tikkun. If it doesn't have to be a tikkun, so that means it doesn't have to be samuch, and that means it doesn't have to be metaking the whole lav, even only part of it, as long as there's an essay involved. And according to Abai, it has to be a tikkun. Therefore, it has to be samuch, and it also has to be actually metaking the lav, not just mixes halav. Now we can also understand the Rashi we had difficulty with. Rashi says in Yisrael, "Umachzir mishum damer v'achzir koi." So if it's Yisrael, if it's Yisrael, then he takes her back. V'afshalei kiyum atavayra. I said the losis say. V'afshbechazari. He can do both. He can do the essay. He can do the losis say. Aval kohen, and therefore no malchus, because the lav. Yes, it's meaning talking the lav of a kohen. The lav bomb of achzer koi, but a kohen who can't take her back. Mishum dein enose grusha soi vade loike. But a kohen who can't marry his grusha definitely gets malchus. Mishum lo yichol shalcha kol yomav, because he says he's not allowed to send her away, and he sent her away. The lo asi esay va'akar loise say loimar she'ain loiken de vade loiken. Because here the essay is not uprooting the losasay and saying don't get malchus. Why does it say don't get Malkus? Because the essay normally fixes the los essay. And it says don't get Malkus, but do this essay. But here you can't say that. Because here there's no essay by the coin. So right now Rashi says that it's not a lav and integral essay because the essay is not metaka in the los essay. Vakashi laman di omar de lav and integral essay ain't lokin. And now it's a question according to the one who holds. Rabbi Yavin holds that lav and integral essay, you don't get Malkus. Here you see there is Malkus. So first Rashi says that it's not a lav and integral essay, and then he says that it's a kasha on the Mandi Omar who holds that lav shen integral essay ain't lokin. But you just said this isn't a lav and integral essay. And that's why you get Malkus. So how can you say it's a kasha on the Mandi Omar lav shen integral essay ain't lokin that you get Malkus here, but you just said it's not a lav shen integral essay. It's not a kasha on the Mandi Omar lav shen integral essay lokin. The answer is no. That according to Abai, it's not a lav and integral essay. Why is it not a lav and integral essay? Because the essay isn't saying that there's no los essay here. That's the job of the essay. The essay has to take care of the los essay. And according to Abai, it doesn't. Because here the Kohen can't do anything. He can't marry her. He can't take her back. So the essay isn't fixing the los essay. And this is a kasha on Rabbi Avin who holds that lav and integral essay ain't lokin. That anytime there's an essay, the other opinion, that anytime there's an essay, ain't lokin. Here there's an essay. In the case of Yisrael, there's an essay. Since there's an essay involved with Megarish Anusaso, there should be no Malkus. So it's not that Rashi is being Sos himself Meneube. So Rashi's saying that here, according to Abai, it's not a Labanitik essay because the essay isn't saying, let's uproot the Losase. There's no essay to fix the Losase. Therefore, it's not a Labanitik essay. But according to the one who holds Labanitik essay, ain't Logan, it was Rabbi Aboa, Rabbi Oven who holds that as long as there's an essay involved, there's no Malkus. Here, there's an essay involved. In the case of Yisrael, there should be no Malkus. So we still have a little bit of a one more leg in this journey, and Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the koach and the moach to conclude this shir. But the Baruch Hashem, this was the third segment, and we learned very, very deep in yanim in the sugya. Lavin itik lase, and we should zoche lomo du lamed lishma v'lasis. Well, the kaim is called divrei samba to us to be ahava main be amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.